Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Rhythm section, bring this back to ARS. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. He's the purveyor of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. Now 45 years old, Bill?
Yeah, 45 years.
45. How about that, folks? And we've been the beneficiaries of that report for 18. Hey, Bill, the labor market is really the big news on Main Street, isn't it?
I think so.
Availability, need, demand, impediment to growth, all that. Labor is the big deal right now, isn't it?
Right, and you know, and after all, that's the major objective of the economy, is to allow anybody who wants a job to be able to have a job. You know, we don't make people work here, but if they want to work, we want them to be able to. That's called full employment, mm-hmm. and we're definitely there. The government's numbers just came out a couple of days ago, and we have more than 1 million job openings, more than the number of people who are looking for a job. Mm. So it's like 8 million with openings and 7 million looking, roughly, you know, somewhere mm-hmm. in that number. And so, you know, so there are things that there's a dynamic there. People are often leaving and switching jobs and so on. But, you know, we're fully employed. So the percent of our firms who have a job opening they can't fill is at record high levels. And we hire all we can, but we can't hire enough to fill the positions that we have. So we just keep trying.
Well, that's exactly right, and the there are other pressures happening on this, Bill. Technology is impacting it in both ways. Technology, in many cases, creates jobs, but it also displaces jobs. That's one thing that's going on. But the other thing is, big businesses are continuing their diminishing of their own workforce in favor of contractors. Well, 95% of those contractors are small businesses.
So the
small business sector is increasingly growing based on the demands of these customers, these larger customers, what they want us to do is increasing. And so that's putting a lot of pressure on small businesses, but we're not getting, in my opinion, that understanding is not getting to the people who could help us. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's true that a lot of us are becoming part of the supply chain of larger firms, and in a sense, you know, that's not so bad because we still have a job, and the people who work for the contractors have jobs and so on. So total employment is still doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it's managed is changing, and a lot of people are not unhappy with that. They like the flexibility of being able to pull in people when they need them and then, you know, let them go when they don't need them. And, of course, what we hope that if they let somebody go or let a business go, that they get picked up by somebody else.
Yep.
So far, that's been the case. It's a good economy.
Capital, and let's move over and talk about earnings, because when you talk about labor growth, you also have to talk about earnings and compensation. Those are up too, aren't they? And because people are recognizing that if we're going to keep these good people and keep them from being poached, we've got to pay them more.
All right. Well, a couple of months ago, the percent of our firms who said that earnings were growing hit an all-time 45-year record high. We're a couple of points off of that, but again, from an historic point of view, it's rare that we've been this good, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's rare that we've been this good. So the fact that it's continuing, you know, month after month after month, quarter after quarter, that's the key. You know, we just are doing very well. The engine is running smoothly. We're not accelerating, but we're running well.
And you mentioned in the previous segment about capital spending, the growth in capital spending. That's up up as well. What are they buying, and what are they not buying?
Well, they're that's a good question. They're most of the buying, of course, is in equipment. Vehicle purchases were off a little bit, but we're not surprised because we've been running at the 17 million unit a year rate for a while now. So those cars do last once you get them. Mm-hmm. And the trucks. Most of the buying is, the pick-em-up trucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
The F-150 is the best-selling luxury car in the United States, if you assume luxury is over $50,000 of a price tag. So, we didn't buy quite as many of those, but we're buying lots of equipment and also expanding our facilities. That's a good thing to see as well. So, yeah, investment looks good, and that's the investment that will, of course, raise worker productivity because the new stuff is always better than the old stuff, and so the workers work better, more productively with the new stuff.
Well, that's exactly right. We bought my own organization, bought a computer this month, a new computer this month, so that was part of our contribution to that. So in terms of credit, I just keep – two things that I've been noticing in the last few months is small business owners have been able to raise their prices, which they sorely needed to do. You guys have reported on that. And it looks to me like the retained earnings is finally running out in their ability to fund growth with that. And it seems like there's a little more borrowing going on. What do you think?
Yeah, there is. First of all, nobody's complaining that they can't get the credit when they want it. So that's fine. That means that relatively, it's like 3% that I didn't get all the credits that I wanted over the last 6 months. We've been down to 2 a few times, but that's as low as it goes. And then on the other side, the percent who said that they're not interested in a loan, that fell significantly, which we expected to be the case.
Right.
They have been funding everything from the bottom line, helped
that's
with
right.
the regulatory costs, the tax
right.
cuts, all that. Now
well,
they're borrowing money.
Break. Stay with me, folks. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.